Welcome, everyone. I will call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Orderville Town Board to order. I'm going to spend the last couple minutes of my time in this seat praising these two outgoing members. They have served the town well for quite a long time. Marianne's done 8 years as a board member, and Rory has done 10 years as a board member, and they've both done a fantastic job. Marianne has spent a lot of her time making sure that the community was involved with the town. She's been heavily involved in 4th of July planning and Soup Town Days. She put on a fantastic sesquicentennial this past year, and that's been one of the things she's done her entire time in office is helping the town and the community interact in meaningful and positive ways, and it's definitely been felt. And then Rory has, I think Rory's a bit of an unsung hero up here. He does anything that's asked of him, he does it well and does it on time. And one of the things I would just praise Rory for is, I think even in these small towns, we get to play in politics a little bit and we get to succumbing to peer pressure on votes and stuff. Rory has never done that. He doesn't play politics. He doesn't succumb to peer pressure. He studies the events, and he votes his conscience every time. And it's been fantastic for the town. So I'm grateful for that. The other thing that he has been a champion for is the fire department. He's built a good relationship with Earl, and he's been a great champion for the fire department during his time in service. So I want to thank you too for all you've done and for the opportunity I've had to work with you. I think Chelsea and Brianna have a couple gifts for you.
We do. Same thing with the mayor. We just want to say thank you guys for your service. We appreciate it and are going to miss you guys here. Here is that. And then we also have the mayor a little gift, and we want to tell him thank you for volunteering and donating the time the last 4 years. So if you guys can give him a round of applause.
I'd like to say something about the mayor as well. I've had the pleasure of serving with three different mayors now, all of them great in their own way. But I appreciate Lyle for a lot of reasons, but mostly for the passion that he brought for the job and the commitment that he carried every meeting. He really did care for the town and did what was best for the town, and I appreciate that, and I've seen that on my side, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. All right, let's move on. First order of business, we are going to swear in the newly elected officers.
All right, we're going to go with the mayor first. You want to come up here, Ray?
Going
to take that off. It's warm enough in here. Well, then you're going to get in the hot seat. All right. Go ahead and raise your right hand. Repeat after me, but say your own name. I.
Hey, Ray Spencer.
Having been elected. Or appointed to. The office of. Mayor.
Mayor.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution.
Of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge.
The duties of my office.
With fidelity. All right. All right, if we can have the three council members, Shanda, Susan, and Mr. Caruso.
Mr.
Come on up here. He's more of
appreciate it.
I think Mr. Russo goes right in the middle.
Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Jenna Russo.
Having been elected.
Having been elected.
Or appointed to.
Or appointed to.
The office of.
The office of.
Town council.
Town council.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
The Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge.
The duties of.
The duties of.
My office with fidelity.
My office with fidelity.
Alrighty. In the hot seat.
My planning is only.
I guess you got her over there. She already stole your
seat. Oh, is this your seat?
I want to be next to him.
Really?
Just because I, just because I make people look prettier.
Thank you. Is there, Brianna, is there other administrative things that you think we need to take care of before we start with anything else?
I don't think so at this moment that I can think of.
Okay. We'll get started then. Do you have the minutes of the previous meeting, or have they been at least considered by council members?
Thank you, Mayor.
Is there any questions or concerns with the minutes as written? Normally they're not read. Is that what you haven't done in the past? Is that correct?
They are not read.
Is there a reason, council members, that we should read the minutes?
No.
Are you comfortable with the minutes as they're typed out and before you?
I move that we accept the minutes as outlined in our packet.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Aye.
Do you mind if we put the bills off till later?
Nope, that's fine.
We may want to look at them a little bit. We can talk about them. Do you mind if we put the Open and Public Meetings Act training off for just a bit?
Nope.
Then let's get right to number two items then. We've got three business licenses, or at least, three business licenses. We've got Rivaro Media, Sebastian. Is there information on that that anyone needs to
hear
more of that?
Here's the official.
Off to a good start.
So he's doing real estate photography, and so he won't be having a business in town where customers come to, but he will be going to other people's homes to take photos.
Staff members have any concerns over this?
No.
Council members, I'll be looking for a motion.
I would like
questions?
Do you have his business license?
I do have it. There was also a copy of it in the Google Drive. I have a question on that.
There's an application.
Do you want me to pull it up on the screen, Mayor?
No, I'm just looking at it. Just because
I'm
going to make sure I know them.
I'll make a motion to approve Rivaro Media Sebastian Pavlita's business license.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Those in favor indicate aye.
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 Second one is Jerry Gerard and Valley Deluxe Armory, and I have his application here, and I'm getting up on this. Someone hasn't seen that, that they want, I'll pass it your way. Wants to do via federal firearms dealer. Jerry, do you want to speak to that any?
Well, a lot of...
There's an open crowd, you can talk about it.
A lot of getting my business license through the town is so that I have everything for the ATF when they show up.
So you're not approved, great. You're looking for approval and getting a business license as part of the approval process?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yep. I figured I'd rather have it and instead of him asking for it and me not having it. Yeah. And be like, well,
they'll deny it if I don't have it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Good.
I think you might want to know if you're trying to sell your business
at all. Anybody have any concerns with this that you want to speak to or ask any more questions? I'll be looking for a motion of sorts.
I move that we approve Jerry Gerard's business license for Valley Deluxe Armory.
Motion's been made and seconded. Those in favor indicate, please.
Aye.
Aye.
I missed who seconded it. Who was that?
Me.
Sean. I just didn't hear it.
Do you want me to repeat those for you? Would that be easier?
Yeah, or speak up when they second so I can
hear. Remember, we are being recorded, and so speak to clearly for that to happen, and Brianna needs to know. Okay. Chelsea, Health Hustle Fitness with Chelsea.
Here I am.
That's a name. You want to advertise in this meeting? Or?
Yeah, if you guys want to come and support me.
let's see a little hustle.
No.
No demonstrations were given.
So I kind of started, well, I got my group fitness instructor certificate a couple years ago. And I kind of started throwing this around last summer, and it's kind of gotten bigger, and so I decided I need to be official. I don't want the ATF coming. So I also have a business license with the town, so I can also be on the up and up with the other businesses in town.
Any questions, concerns from council members? Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve Chelsea Cox for Health Hustle Fitness with Chelsea.
I'll second.
Shanda has a motion. Susan has a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we may as well move on down the list. Western Kane County Special Service District Board Member Recommendation. Brianna, do you want to take a minute and explain what our obligation is on this?
Sure, again. We just found out from the Kane County Commission that Orderville usually recommends a seat to sit on the Western Kane County Special Service District. Tim Esplin has currently been sitting on it, and I'm not for sure how long, but his seat is up, and he has expressed that he would like to continue serving on that. And he has submitted an email with those grants, and so we just got to give the commissioners a recommendation for this seat.
And he's the only one, right?
He's the only one that has expressed interest to our knowledge.
But I move we recommend Tim Esplin be put on the Western Kane County Special Service District Board.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. Applications for the Orderville Town Planning and Zoning.
We have three seats available, and we received two applications.
That's going to be a big job.
Ed Bolander,
right.
Letitia, and you.
And mine. And yes. Letitia and Ed put back in, and nobody else did, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And it's a 4-year term. So these three would be elected with the three council members, and then in 4 years, when the other two council members are up, two more seats on the planning and zoning.
So,
who here lives in Orderville?
Raise your hand. The hot seat just went the other direction.
That's right.
Looks like our application period is still open. Any volunteers?
Riley Anderson.
Riley Bay Anderson. There's your three.
Who are the others?
Is it, what do I volunteer for?
To sit on the Planning and Zoning Commission. At minimum, it's the last Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. And there could potentially be special meetings or work meetings. That's all I can tell.
Okay.
So currently the other two are Alex Pavlidis and
Tony Collins.
Tony Collins.
Yeah.
Anthony.
I know.
Any questions? Concerns?
No, I will say I did.
Want to talk about it?
I did talk to Letitia about doing minutes because that was currently my role. In planning and zoning, and she said that that is fine as long as it's okay with everybody else, and I can send her my form for that. Yeah. So.
Can we put that part off for another little bit, and
then
I have an idea on it.
Yep.
But it doesn't have to be right now. Okay. Anybody else? No. Now this one became a little complicated, so I'm not really I don't really care how we come, but we probably ought to have a motion. It can be for two, it can be for three, it can be for one. I don't really care.
Well, does Riley need to have an application in before we can approve it?
I don't think so. Right?
Our application period has been open.
So the way that the code reads is that they are appointed by, or they are recommended by the mayor and then appointed by the town council. So I think that the application is just the way that we've been doing it as a way, but not necessarily part of our ordinances or anything.
Okay, then I move that we approve Letitia Ed and Riley, okay, Letitia Cox, Ed Bolander, and Riley Anderson on the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second it.
No.
Before I ask for a vote on that, do we need to specify terms on these?
4-year term?
They're just 4 years.
All three of them, or do we need somebody to alternate?
No, the other two alternate. Tony and Alex's term will come up in 2 years.
2 years.
Well, somebody planned that good. Okay, motion has been made to approve those three individuals for the Planning Commission.
I'll second.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor, please indicate aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That'll teach you to come.
Yeah.
Wow. Great volunteerism. Thank you. Cooperative Wildlife System Participation Commitment Statement for the year 2026.
This is Chief Earl, and he just texted me last minute, is not feeling well, and asked me to man this up. I don't know nothing about it. It's our cost amount that we participate in it, I guess. That's what he said. So if you want to wait and get more information from him, this is something that has been signed yearly. This is just the statement of saying what we are doing to participate in the Cooperative Wildfire System. So.
What if I pass this packet around? And in the course of the next few minutes, you're able to look at it. We put this agenda item off for a few minutes. That way you can get familiar with the information that's been presented there. And we can come. So let's just move to the next one. Bob, this one looks like it's got your name on it.
Yes,
American
it does.
Legion Building. You want to discuss it?
Yes, I would. Since Orderville decided to redo the ball field up there, the Legion Hall had to go. And Orderville has no place or has expressed no desire to build a building or find some place for the Legion to meet. they, far as I'm concerned, the board threw them under a bus. They said they could use the firehouse, and I don't even think that's not right. I want to see Orderville find a piece of property and build them a building. They deserve that. They donated that property to the town free of charge, and they've been using that building for 60 years. And then when the town says we're going to tear it down and you're on your own, that ain't right. The town needs to step up. And that's the reason I put that on there, because nothing's been done since I found out about this in May or June. So something needs to be done for the veterans. And that's why I got that on there. It's just not right.
Do the board members care if there's a public comment on this item for a moment?
I don't care if there's public comment. I have some questions. American Okay. Legion, it's a group. Does Orderville have an American Legion group?
We've had it for 60 years.
It's listed as Glendale, though.
Is it Glendale American?
On that Legion website.
It's combined.
Danny Spencer's here. He's the chairman of that. What if we allow him to speak on this list a little bit? You up for it, Danny?
It's Long Valley. It's listed as Glendale because that's where my P.O. box is.
Right. Okay, so it's called the Long Valley Chapter of the American Legion?
And by the way, I had a question. Brianna, did you get a letter from the state? American Legion?
Nope.
You're supposed to got a letter from the judge advocate, so I'll check on that. They want a response to that letter, by the way, when you get it.
If you'd like, we already get our own executives on that.
Do you want to spend any minute on this, Dan? Council members, do you care if somebody speaks on this
a little bit?
What I'd recommend, this isn't a public hearing, but if there is information from the public, we really ought to have.
Yeah.
If you're okay with it, you have more questions though, Susan.
No. Well, I don't. As long as I've lived here, I don't know anything about it. That's all. I've lived here 30 years, but I don't know anything about it.
Back in the 60s,
yes,
they built the ball field. The American Legion built it.
Okay.
They had the property donated to them. The American Legion donated all the time, the equipment, the efforts. They built the ball field.
With the understanding
that Orderville would maintain it. Okay. The Legion couldn't afford to maintain it.
Right.
They went to the town of Orderville. Orderville said, yes, we'll take care of it. Okay. You build it, we'll take care of it. They built the Legion Hall at pretty much the same time. Okay. They've been using that Legion Hall for 60 years. And they used to use a lot. When I was mayor 4 years ago, Danny approached me and wanted to know if they could start using it again. I said, you bet. That's what it's there for.
So there was a time where no one used it.
Well, no, it was hit and miss.
Hit and miss.
Now Danny's recruited quite a few that he's got signed up. They need a place.
Okay. And I would love to
I do have a couple ideas too, but, you know, but I need to just get some discussion on this and get some input.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Is there? So when this first came up, back when all of this started, I'm a big advocate of the park. Been pushing that really heavily. One of the reasons that I voted no to it when they did this was because we didn't have anything really in place as somewhere to go through and put the Legion Hall, which I think surprised a lot of the people out in the area, because I'm very pro park and very pro the project up there. However, I do feel like we could figure out something. The fire station was one area where we were going to have to make some improvements inside of there, but at the time wasn't really being used. But there was no real game plan moving forward. It still passed, so everything kind of went into motion where they decided to take the Legion building down. And then I don't know how the best way to go about it is if we want to collaborate with the Legion to see what they're looking for,
what works, what doesn't, because I think it's probably pretty expensive for Orderville to buy property and build a building, but figuring out what it is that they need, I think would be a really good start so that we could then move forward with some sort of a plan in progress. But.
Danny?
So, just off the top of my head, you probably ought to have a public hearing on this, but since you asked me to speak. So, the American Legion property, it's not owned by the local Legion, it's owned by the state. So, whether or not they're going to go to court over this is up to the state, and they're going to meet in February. But I do have some pull on that. If I could go back to them and say, hey, they're willing to help us out here, they'll drop it. I have that much pull. So, but that's why I was asking Brianna about that letter, because the judge advocate sent you guys a letter. They said that you've gotten it, so I don't know if they got a return receipt or what, but I'll have to tell them tomorrow and ask.
Okay.
But they want to release from the town, they at least want a response to that letter before February. So, but once they do that, then I don't know what they'll say in February. But.
So does that mean the town doesn't own the land under the building?
That's possible. That's very possible. I mean, there's no telling what's going to happen to take it in front of a judge.
Well, how did the town get the rights to the in the first place? Because they signed it over to us.
The American Legion signed it over to the town. But the state has to be the one that signs it over. It can't be the local commander.
Okay.
I can't sign anything over to the Legion. It has to be the state. Yeah. So,
okay.
But.
Brad had a comment.
Brad?
I can ask you a question a little bit, Susan. So the deed went to Long Valley American Legion Post 120. Not to the state, American Legion Post 120 by Charlie Hepburn. He's the one that donated to him a long, long time ago. And so if he's saying that the should have been in the state, then that deed may not be valid then. So if that deed's not valid, go back to Charlie Hepburn. So what you're saying, Jamie, is
I'm just telling you what I said.
But anyway, let me just explain a little bit more. I was mayor when this happened, and we needed restrooms up there really fast, because where's anybody going to go with the restrooms?
Yeah.
So that's when we approached the town, the American Legion, the post here. We were told that LaFay Coleman was the commander-in-chief at that time. We had him sign the deed, no strings attached. They voluntarily did it. It was basically just a good handshake thing that we'll take care of you, you take care of us, and that's what we did. We did improve the building quite a bit. You know, that came out of town money. And we did put the restrooms there adjacent to the American Legion hut, or building, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they got out of, was improvements to the building, plus we had restrooms there at that point, which was a big improvement, I thought. But anyway, I feel like you, Bob, that we need to take care of these veterans. Because I feel kind of bad that we went and did this, that I went and did it, and then they treated the veterans with this type of non-concern, I guess you might say. So that's my opinion.
Thank you. Do you think you captured that, Brianna?
Yep.
Those comments? Anybody else have a comment? Yes.
The last
Russ Gerard.
Last meeting I believe we had on this, the only thing that we agreed upon, or that the city agreed upon, was that they were going to continue on with the park project. There was no conclusion of what to do with the building, other than it was pretty much determined that the city wasn't going to pay to have the building moved. But as far as the Legion having a building, it was never resolved. We're not bringing up anything new. This needs to continue on until something's figured out.
That's the reason I'm bringing this up.
Yeah.
It's got to be resolved, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm open if there's other comments from the public. Please don't debate. You've got some other information, please bring it out. There again, it's not a public hearing, but I love your comments.
So just in response to answer Russ's kind of question or comment, we did have in a meeting where it was voted on to tear down the Legion Hall. And so just in case I misunderstood, you were under the assumption that
they were going to move the building. But the discussion was still supposed to be had about replacing it or finding another location.
Yes, yeah, and so that was really never brought back up to figure out where the home would be for the Legion, absolutely.
I have a suggestion on this, just a little bit, but if there's other comments that somebody thinks is important for this meeting, please bring them up. But it doesn't look to me like we put out any information here for an action. Nobody has something concrete to do. I would suggest that somebody, a council member, Crusoe, or somebody else, or even including me, I'd love to sit on it, meet with the American Legion chapter, and come back to the council with some sort of proposal of sorts.
Well, and with their needs. What is needed, you know, what do you need the building for? Size, amenities, what kind of things?
The building that's up there now is 20 feet by 30 feet. That didn't have any bathrooms in it. Now, I've been thinking on this for quite a while. We got the swimming pool down there. We got property there. It might be feasible to put a building there. There'd be parking. I don't know what it's going to take to fill the pool in or dig it up. But I'm also thinking the county bought the property from Bruce Hoyt's trailer they're going to move. It's got water and sewer and power and everything right there. If I could go to the county, see if the county had donated a little piece of property right there where the trailer is, and put a building there. But that's two suggestions, is either the pool or talk to the county and see if they'd be willing to deed a little piece or sell some of the order bill. Personally, I don't care what it's going to cost. They need at least a 30 by 30 building. Yes.
Can I speak to this, Ray?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know it's not a public hearing. You probably ought to have a public hearing.
We could have a public hearing, but this, you can comment and it'll be just fine.
So if we want to work with you guys, even if you put up the shell part, then we could come up with donations on a lot of this stuff.
What if we put this off? I realize it's kicking the can down the road, but are you willing to take this on?
Yes, that's why I run for council.
That be somebody you could work with?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. I've been working with him anyway. But just one thing, that letter needs to be answered when you get it. I'll see if I can straighten that out. I don't know if it's still sitting down here in the post office.
Oh my gosh.
If I have that letter back to my judge advocate, then I can get a hold of him and say, hey, I'm going to work with this.
Who's the post office boss is next to us?
Okay, we as a board can come up with rules, and I didn't cover that in the end. Maybe this is a good time to cover that. Situations like this, can we just by nodding our heads say, Bob, will you take care of this and come back with us with proposals? Or do we need a motion? This is between you guys.
No, you set your own rules.
I don't think we need a motion because it's not a voting item,
Anybody have objections to Bob taking this on, meeting with the American Legion chapter, president and others interested, coming back with suggestions?
We'll go to
a detailed proposal.
We'll be back the next meeting.
All right.
Wow. I was hoping it would be 10 years.
No, I'm on it. Done.
Okay, good. Okay. Thanks, Bob. Okay. Bob, you're on the next one, too.
Sweet.
This one is property issue located at 169 North, 100 West with Riley Anderson.
That's been going on long enough.
Let Bob speak, please.
I think it needs to be resolved. And personally, the only way I think to do it right is take it to a judge and let a judge decide who's right, who's wrong, what you can do, what you can't do, what Riley can do. It needs to be done. He's put the barricades up there, blocking driveways and narrowing the road up. It needs to be stopped. And I think you need to tell them. We've already spent $5,000 on the attorney working on this. You might as well let him proceed. Go to court, let a judge decide. You'll set a precedent, because this is going to happen again sometime down the road. And this way, you'll know what you're up against when it happens again. Just, you're going to find out, Ray, if I'm after something, I'm going to go after it. I'm not a procrastinator. But
Susan, it's your turn.
No, I would like to, this is my, get all public comment out of the way and go into executive session and review some of these papers that we have had from an attorney. And I would like to review them in executive session and make a decision about it. But I'd like to look at what the lawyer suggested.
Do you mind if we have some comment then before we get something like that?
I think we need public comment, and then we need to do that.
Other council members, you want to talk at all, like, or do you mind if I open up this? This has been an issue.
This can of worms. Go ahead, Ray.
This is going to take some comments. Somebody's got an idea on this, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you opening up now?
Mayor Golding, do you want to talk to this at all? You don't have to.
I believe in what Susan has there. There's two reasonable options: go full lawsuit and just take care of it in front of the judge, or just say order building no longer needs the road there, and let the road in right there. Those are the two options that I feel like the attorney lined out that are reasonable and possible under the circumstances. So, but I wish I would have gotten it done. I didn't. I wish we would have gotten it done during my term. We didn't. So I believe we're far enough along that you guys have some real possibilities of solving it as quickly as possible. But that's where we're at.
Thanks. Burl, go ahead.
I just got to say that if you get in it right there, do something like that, you're going to have a turnaround problem. You're going to have to figure out how to put a turnaround. And there is a fire hydrant that's right there that's going to be an issue. And personally, we put, I don't know if you was Marilyn for that or not, Brad. We oiled that and we have treated that as a road for, I've been here about 32 years, that has been a road. We've treated a road, we've oiled it a road. It's a road. And I don't know what the difference between an easement, between a sewer, water, South Central, and a road. So I think Riley should have not put them barriers there. It's made it hard for people to back out of my sister's driveway for one thing, and then the problem is she owns property there that she could put an angle up there too. So it's not just his property that could happen. It could be the next person that goes up there and does that. So it's not an issue that's going to stop here unless you guys get it settled.
Thanks. Think you captured that stuff?
Oh, I find it helpful.
Yeah.
I just got a question, Mayor. So isn't there another solution? Move the road to where it's platted instead of where it is. Can't you move the road to where it's actually platted? And then you can have this issue. That might be kind of expensive, I know.
You've got a problem where you guys gave the road away, though.
Only 33 feet of it.
No, you didn't. I'm sorry. You better go look at your papers.
I know.
Let's don't debate between us. I think that's good information. We can look at it. This issue's been brought up. Paul, you have property up in there. Go ahead and speak to it.
We just purchased property up in there, and my title company guaranteed the right way through there, easement. So they say if you guys take your second option, then we'll bring the lawsuit papers in the next day.
Well, there's a lot of platted roads that Borderville does not maintain and say are platted roads. Has anyone restricted your easement?
When I come to the town and say I want to put my road through the platted easements, then you have to recognize the road name. Road's been there forever.
You know, it's always.
Okay. Thank you. Were you able to capture that?
I do want to have more reasons.
Okay. Now, back to your issue. Unless there's council members want to speak to this a little bit. A lot of information has been put out here now. Is there any other information in that envelope that is even more sensitive than what we've talked about?
I think so. I think it lays out...
To go into executive session, there really needs to be a good reason, legally, whatever. Otherwise, it ought to just be out here in the open.
Well, these opinion letters discuss a possible... Well, it does seven possibilities.
Board members, you want to look at the information a little bit?
Yeah.
Executive session bears a pretty heavy burden. We don't need to go into executive session. I don't want to do it.
I would prefer not to.
I was going to say, I'm fine either way. I'm curious to see what the information is.
If we have legal documents from our attorney to the town of Orderville, I think it would be foolish to show that to the entire public when I'm paying for his legal opinion to... Give the town of Orderville the best.
Would it affect our ability to litigate?
It may. I don't know. I just think, you know, if you were going to litigate something before you made that decision, would you? I don't know. It's like playing poker. Do you show them your hand before you bet?
No.
Sometimes. Well, you know, I'm such a card sharp. Right. What can I say?
Council members, before we vote, you can weigh in on this a little bit, but...
I would like to look at papers, because as someone who's new to this, I know that you guys have gone, well, the board has gone into executive session about it previously, and I have no idea, you know, obviously I don't know what was discussed previously or where this stands or anything. I would like to maybe discuss it and look at the paperwork and see what it is I'm voting on before I vote.
Mayor, can I speak one more time?
Just a...
Go ahead.
I agree with Susan. I believe there's some things in there strategically that that we paid for, and potential litigation is unquestionably a reason you can go into executive session. I believe that falls. This whole issue falls right in that. But I agree with Susan that there's some strategic things that if you release it to the public, that $5,000 we spent putting it out there is a waste. And so I agree that it's strategically and potential litigation are great reasons to go into executive session on this issue. But the other thing is you'll see the date on that is November 14th or something. I've had it for a while. I did not feel like I could share it with anybody who wasn't sworn, including yourself, Ray. And so I got it into Susan's hands, and Brianna had it as of this afternoon, so I don't know if she brought copies, but anyhow, that's why I haven't been trying to hide anything. I felt like sworn officers were the only ones who should look at it this time.
No, I'm not privy to it.
That's
so in order to go to an executive session, I'd be looking for some pretty heavy arguments that would be strategic. So... We can make those arguments. She's made them.
I'm happy to go into executive session, and then anything we need to discuss, we could then re-discuss openly.
Make a motion. Take a vote.
Yeah.
I wanted to go into executive session because of this issue before, so I'm happy if Susan wants to go in there. If she wants to say anything, that she can have that as an open thing. So,
I think potential litigation is a reason to go into executive session. And I think that the information that is in here is information you should have before we make any decisions.
I agree with Steve.
Okay, so then that sets us on another track. Have we got enough information to even discuss it to that point? Bob, bring this up to push the issue.
What?
To push it. That's, yeah. You brought it up.
Yes.
But the council members aren't privy to all the information.
Three out of the five.
Well.
I think that's.
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's right. She knows it. ain't got time to, I really don't.
Yeah, well, and I don't know how to get you the other information or tell you about it.
I've never liked executive session because I think it leaves the public out personally, the public, the residents. I think they should be involved no matter what that says. We're still gonna make a decision on it. Executive session is just something I've never been a fan of. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
And that's the way I feel about it.
I agree unless I think that there are obviously lawyers involved and I don't, you know, obviously I don't know what's in that paperwork. If it's gonna affect any sort of litigation, I don't feel comfortable reading that in front of everyone.
Well, in an executive session, we're not gonna make any decisions without the public. We are just getting information that we paid an attorney to give us as a non-public privileged attorney-client communication.
Well, like you mentioned, we'll be bringing them back in, and if we need to discuss it at that point with the public, that's fine.
Susan's right insisting on this. Do I get a motion then?
I'm going to go into executive session.
I second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session. Brianna, what's our procedure on this one?
All in favor, everybody leaves.
Okay.
Sorry. And then...
All in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Okay, we'll ask the public to just step outside for just a few moments.